The public-private partnership brings together Dutchess Community College, the Poughkeepsie City School District, and Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. It is funded through the New York State Pathways in Technology Early College High School, or PTEC, grant. Dr. Pamela Eddington is president of Dutchess Community College.
I'm looking for this to really create a strong partnership between the community college and the city of Poughkeepsie schools and others within the community.
She says 59th grade students will be admitted annually for 6 years, and the program culminates in both a high school diploma and a college associate degree in the field of engineering at no cost to students. Eddington says incorporating industry is one key element of the program in preparing the at-risk students for the workforce, and this PTEC partnership has another.
We invited SUNY New Paltz into the partnership from the beginning so that students can, with the PTEC program, will complete an associate degree, but they'll be prepared to transfer to a four-year engineering program as well. So we wanted to have the faculty of the high school, the community college, and the university working from the beginning on this curriculum.
Another aspect she considers perhaps unique among PTEC partnerships is the incorporation of English language arts and arts into the traditional STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curriculum. Eddington says the goal with these additions is to provide a well-rounded education and help students acquire necessary communication skills. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon says, sure, math skills are important.
But also some of the people skills that are needed to be in engineering, even presentation skills, because part of the job is also interfacing with the public, with the communities, with the municipalities, and presenting the work that needs to be done. That's a key skill that's needed in an engineering position.
An important aspect of the PTEC program is for students to have workplace mentors, access to internships, and be first in line for jobs. This gives students a taste of a career in engineering, plus, says Masurgeon.
You know, and for us, it's a way to grow some homegrown engineers here in the Hudson Valley. It's important to us that we help develop the labor pool right here at home, because we're always looking for qualified employees, and this is a great opportunity for these students.
Prior to taking the helm at Dutchess Community College over the summer, Eddington had served as Provost and Dean of Academic Affairs at Norwalk Community College, where she was involved in developing a PTEC program that launched this fall, the first in Connecticut. She has a bigger picture take on the PTEC model.
I think long-term success is changing the model of education. For the most part, our traditional system has been that you attend high school from, you go K through 12 and then you go on to college. The PTEC model sort of breaks that continuum and invites students to take college-level courses at the point at which they're ready to take them.
Meanwhile, Masurgeon says job skills training could include fieldwork, internships, or shadowing an engineer. He explains what the shadowing might entail.
For example, looking at facilities that are actually out in the field and then coming back to the office, looking at the drawings and understanding what has to be done or what sort of updates or maintenance program has to be conducted on those facilities. We'll also be looking to pair some of these interns with other field forces that actually work on the lines or on our gas system so they can see exactly how the engineering translates into real-life work.
This PTEC partnership in Poughkeepsie is one of 10 awarded in New York. PTEC first opened in September 2011 in Brooklyn with IBM and City University of New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.